hump day, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, making his bone broth, sipping on his Spindrift. He is
Ooh, it's in a good spot. It's so good.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Chicken feet. That's the secret.
Chicken feet is the secret to a good
bone
broth.
Throw a couple chicken feet into your Instant Pot with all your bones and your veggies, and you're going to get some real good stuff.
Okay. Thank you. Horse hooves? No. Chicken feet?
Nay.
Yes.
Nay.
But that's not why we brought you all here today to talk about horse hooves and chicken feet. No, we want to talk about Carl Lentz.
Man hooer du jour. So we talked about this story a little bit yesterday, thanks to Holly and a dirt alert, that Carl Lentz, and maybe, Colleen, you want to just remind people quickly who a Carl Lentz is?
Yeah, because he's not really a household name, and he's not an actor or celebrity in that regard. However, he is celebrity adjacent. He is essentially one of the leaders of the Hillsong Church movement, and he has been known as a close confidant, and I would even maybe say like spiritual advisor, of Justin Bieber. And he's found himself in some hot water as the Hillsong Church has departed ways with him. Departed ways? Fired him. They fired him for moral issues.
He departed the church after they parted ways with him because of his moral failings, but there were other things as well. We were like impatiently waiting to find out what those other failings are. But yesterday, the story that Holly brought to our attention is that apparently this is no surprise to anyone that Carl was behaving the way that he was. And by that, I mean adulterous, which is a big deal to the people in this church and organization. But it also tells a broader tale, which I'm far more interested in. But let's start with this story, which is that apparently it looks like there was a very private post Super Bowl party held for J-Lo last year on a yacht in Miami. And somebody from that event, and this is all through Page Six, said that Carl, the 42-year-old spiritual leader, was a, quote, womanizing man whore. So, like, I feel like if some guy on a boat during a post-Super Bowl J-Lo party was describing Carl Lentz as a womanizing man whore.
Yeah.
Something tells me it's the only shocking thing about this story is that it took us this long to find out that he was a womanizing man whore.
I mean, I would like to just start at step one and consider the world that we live in where Carl Lentz was invited to J-Lo's yacht Super Bowl party, and then that he was, in fact, notably the most womanizing man who were there. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, which is essentially what you were just saying, but it's just like that, and to your point, and that we're only just now hearing about this.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was another guy who's one of the other, I guess, described as a famous pastor pal. I don't know these people, but Rich Wilkerson Jr., I guess he was on this yacht as well. And that the two of them were, quote, partying their asses off and acting really weird on the yacht. He was seen, that is, Carl was seen flirting with various women. They would sit on his lap. And, you know, again, I keep coming back to this to just address the person out there who's like, who cares what he does? This is 2020. I don't care. Okay, sure, fine. Mm-hmm. But like in their world, in their organization, in this church, that is not appropriate behavior. And it is not becoming of, you know, the head of that church. And also this is a church that has sort of been criticized for really relying very heavily on its celebrity membership for attention. And so I feel like it's a relevant story. I think it's totally a relevant story. And I also think that it's going to lead to further details about this guy, Carl Lentz, and the people around him. Anyway, so that was the story yesterday.
Can I just pause for 1 second and just tell you, if you take a twirl through Rich Wilkerson Jr.'s Instagram or just Google him, and the same actually goes for Carl Lentz, just to kind of drive the point home that the Hillsong Church and some of the churches of that ilk, which I won't even go further into explaining what I mean by that, are you will see pictures of these people with so many celebrities that you know that it just drives that point home that they leverage those relationships.
So Mr. Wilkerson, I said I don't know him, but we should know him. Do you know why?
Was he the one that married Kim and Kanye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So because that's one of the first pictures you see of him is of him with Kim and Kanye.
So, and those two, that is Wilkerson and Lentz, were running around this yacht, apparently like super celebrity obsessed. Like the people on the boat were like, look, we're all on this boat with a bunch of celebrities. The last thing you want is like a bunch of guys running around, taking videos, you know, like, and selfies with all the celebrities who are probably just like, oh God, mm-hmm. who's this guy? Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, again, that tells you a story, right? That in and of itself, like we would be doing that. If
right.
we were on a private yacht with J-Lo and a bunch of celebrities, I'd be like, oh my God, did you see J-Lo?
Right.
And then I try to take a picture of myself as a selfie, but she's actually in the background.
Oh, it would not be obvious at all.
Hey, Colleen, take my picture right here, but make it look like you're taking a picture of me, but make sure you get J-Lo in the screen. And then we'll post it like, can you believe? Totally get it. But again, this is a guy whose main focus probably isn't chasing celebrities, although it appears to be, which tells you a story. So anyway, that was the story yesterday. And really quickly, I just wanted to add to that story, or not really quickly because we have time. But to add to that story, Pastor Carl Lentz was spotted out with his family recently, and that runs counter to this whole narrative that the tabloids have been pushing that he's in hiding following the scandal after.
Right.
And for those of you who maybe missed the scandal, he had an affair with a woman.
The part that we know about.
Correct.
So let's
correct.
Just the say one, that.
Sliver of detail that we know mm-hmm. is that he picked up a woman in a park on a park bench and began a torrid sexual intimate affair with her
months long,
which
after
tells you
lying to her about who he was and what he did.
Yeah. It just tells you that was not the first time that happened,
right?
Like, this is a guy who's probably been doing this, and it's really not hard to believe. Like, I'm not surprised, but I'm fascinated because here's a person who aims and claims to be something and then clearly isn't, and the isn't part is what we find fascinating. Not so much the adultery, but, like, what is going on? Like, what were his goals? What does he want to accomplish, or did he want to accomplish? Was he just hell-bent on, like, you know, like engorging his ego, which is just a gross metaphor, but or description, but or was there more, like, shenanigans financially and otherwise going on behind the scenes?
Right. And you almost have to think, like, to your point, this is only the scandal that we know about, but some of his moves might indicate that this was not his first time in this park on this particular park bench, right? I feel like this is, we've seen story after story after story like this, and we learn the lesson in different ways many, many times, that when you couple a moral leader with celebrity in such a way and power in such a way, you run the risk of somebody who sort of believes that they're above the morals that they teach, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's, to me, the reason why I'm fascinated by this story is here you have Carl Lentz, who fancies himself a moral leader, who is the spiritual advisor to umpty foo celebrities, but most notably Justin Bieber, who is espousing a certain way of living, but then does not necessarily feel the need to ascribe to that way of living.
Yeah, it seems very likely to me that this person was far more interested in being around celebrity mm-hmm. than doing what I think he was trying to sell, which is like pastoring to these celebrities or, you know, providing guidance to these. So like I could see you trying to sell that, like, somebody needs to, you know, connect these people to spirituality. Sure, like every person has a spiritual life in some way, shape, or form, and maybe that's his, like, thing. Okay, and I think that's what most people operated under the assumption. But now that you start to dig, and don't forget, it's not just the adultery, that they are actually the current heads of Hillsong have launched an investigation into their New York City branch, which he was in charge of. So, mm-hmm. like, it's not just about the adultery. But it becomes clear, I think, that he was far more interested in just being around celebrity and inhaling celebrity and trying to be a celebrity vicariously through these people, which, you know, hopefully the celebrities learned a valuable lesson. Although, I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. I do just want to quickly, before we move on to get some of the dirt straight from Hollywood, I just want to point out to you that the other woman, the one that we know of, the one other woman who has come forward to talk about her affair with Carl Lentz, her name is Ronan, and she does have a last name. She usually goes by just one name because she's a designer. But her last name is Kareem. She's 34 years old, and she said she's been having this relationship with Carl Lentz. She is making the rounds through the media. Her story is being heard everywhere. You cannot escape it. So,
as in, she's actively talking.
Oh yeah, she's talked to Vanity Fair. There's an article about her in People Magazine. I know Page Six has talked about her and to her. She's had exclusive with the Daily Mail. Her story is out there. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, not only are we going to get all the dirt straight from Hollywood with a dirt alert from Holly Roberts, but also it is time. It will be time when we come back to announce our Live for Free name of the day. We'll do all of that when we come back after this on My Talk 107.1.